Wishing you a beautiful Monday as we continue on with this month's topic all around fear. And thank you so much for your texts from some of you over the last few days. It does seem that this is resonating with a lot of you. And I think no matter where you are in your life at this time, fear is something that comes up even on a daily basis. We may not even be aware of it, or for some of us, we will be quite aware of it. But as I said the other day, what I would like you, I suppose, like a little pledge to make to yourself for this month, to say, I'm going to accept my fears and I'm going to embrace who I am. That's what I really want to see happening. We're doing it, I suppose, a two-prong approach this month. We are going to be looking at our fears, how to accept them, because by accepting them, we stop denying them as being a part of ourselves. When we deny anything of being a part of ourselves, we're giving out to ourselves, we're beating ourselves up, and we're actually going to hold ourselves in the freeze frame position that we're probably in at this time. You know, whether it's like you get angry at things, react to things too quickly, whether you're like bad with money, whether you're this, that or the other. We all have a million things that are probably wrong with us, in inverted commas. But by accepting them, we'll have a better chance of healing them, and they'll stop triggering us. When we beat ourselves up by things, we just stay in a frozen, stagnant position and our life does not progress. It does you no good. It doesn't mean you shouldn't change them. It also doesn't mean you cannot change them. You can change them and you probably should change them. But we can't beat ourselves up to make changes, because you'll fail before you begin. So we've got to get realistic here as well this month about what's really possible and how do we make it possible. So by accepting the fears that you have or other aspects that you feel are wrong with yourself, what it does is it stops the triggering moment that when it comes up, you just say, oh, there's that fear again, there's that passion again, there's that thing again. Yes, you may be sick and tired of it coming up, but you're like, there it is again. Right, I know this is a part of me. You welcome it in, like a friend didn't just sit at the dinner table with you, for example. And you say, right, why are you here? What are you trying to show me? What do I need to learn? Even if it's my millionth time to learn it. Many of us have passions that keep propping up again and again and again because we keep responding and reacting to something the same way. And that's again what I want to do this month, is to teach you that you can respond and react differently when the fears crop up, because the fears are always going to crop up and the fears will probably always be there. But by allowing yourself to go into your fears, meet your fears head on and accept your fears, you're going to be able to move your life forward. Imagine you're frozen by fear. It's like you see that film or that animated film Frozen, where you literally, she just puts out her little hand and all the ice comes out and everything turns to ice. That's what you're doing to yourself anytime fear comes up. It could be a tiny little fear, could be a really insignificant one, or could be a huge one. It's still got the same effect on us. It stops us. And what we're trying to do, and as a member of It's Time For Me, or you've joined this, to move your life and progress your life forward. So that's what we want to do. We have our soul gathering this Wednesday night, 24th of March at 8:30 Irish time. I would really hope you'll be able to attend, because we're going to be looking a lot in that class around our fear story, and we're going to be doing a beautiful ritual. So you will need just a small little tea light candle and a glass of water as well. That's, we're going to be doing a ritual around our fears with that too, and it'll involve our visualization and meditation. But what I would like you to do for today is ask yourself why you give out to yourself when your fear comes up. See, I asked you the other day to think about your fears. Today I'm asking you to think about what happens when your fears come up. Where do you feel them in the body, and what's your thought process? What do you tell yourself when they show up? How do you unravel for them, or can you unravel from them at all? It's just a starting point, and we'll continue with our teachings during the rest of the week. Have a beautiful Monday, and I look forward to talking to you soon.